What is your prayer for the new year? Is it full of high hopes and dreams of achieving personal goals, financial success, health, wellness, and world peace? It may be for a lot of us, but what if we took our eyes off of ourselves as we begin this new year and pray the way Jesus said we should pray? Matthew 6, 9 through 13. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Is that our prayer? Your kingdom come, Lord, not mine. Your will be done, Father, not mine. I look to and trust you to provide all I need. Forgive me as I forgive. Are those the words on our lips as the clock strikes midnight? If that seems a bit upside down to not focus on you, it's because it is. But guess what? That is the kingdom Jesus brings. It turned the world upside down at his birth. It turned the world upside down at his death and resurrection. It again will turn the world upside down when he returns. The Lord's Prayer is given during Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He astonished everyone that heard it because he spoke the words with authority. He wasn't repeating the talking points of the day or the last few hundred years. He was the point. He was the Word incarnate, made flesh, who dwelt among us. See John 1:14. He was and is to come. All month long, we've looked deeper into the Christmas story. We sing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King." But do we really understand what that means when we pray, "Thy kingdom come"? Jesus, whose birth was announced by an angel, Jesus, whose birth was foretold centuries before, Jesus, who was with God in the beginning, Jesus, the one the angel told Mary, God would give the throne of his father David, and that of his kingdom, there would be no end. The story of Jesus is not one only to be told at Christmas. It is one to believe and to be lived out in the here and now. As we live like Jesus calls us to live, his kingdom is brought to earth through our lives. What does that look like? Go read Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. It's very clear. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's how we walk, talk, and live like Jesus. We are blessed this new year when we are humble in spirit, when we mourn, when we are meek, when we hunger for righteousness, when we are merciful and help those in need, when we keep our minds and hearts pure, when we pursue peace and healing in all relationships, and when we are persecuted for being faithful and identified with Christ. It's not the way of the world. If you're headed down that wide open one-way path, open your eyes to the narrow way that is true. The world is full of lust, evil, hate, division, and wants nothing more than to cultivate more of those things in the name of "my will be done." That is not the kingdom Jesus brings. Truly praying, "Thy kingdom come," is allowing Jesus, first of all, to be Lord of your life. When you do, his spirit lives in you, your life is made new, and the kingdom of God is within. Luke 17:21, 2 Corinthians 5:17. You become his hands and feet, redeeming what is broken and lighting the darkness with truth. And one day, his kingdom will come and will be on earth as it is in heaven. That's the truth. It's the greater story being written. Believe it. If you missed any of this month's The Christmas Story broadcasts, you can find them all at lifeword.org. Thanks for watching and sharing. I pray you have a blessed new year and that your prayer will be today and every day, "Father, your kingdom come, your will be done." I'm Lori Klein.